2, 6, and 9. Here today, given by Dr. Natali Lowenthal, Shrita, Asara Batavis, Yom Arshis Vayashi, and this week we are back to the normal timings. Today,
right, if we're now on this special day of Asara Batavis, and that's what I would like to speak a little bit about. Now, in the tour, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei, the end of Hilchus Tainis, it gives a very long list of Tanesim, where we should fast. He gives a list beginning with the first of Nisan, when the two sons of Aaron passed away. Now, of course, this is questionable, as the Beis Yosef points out, because it's on Rosh Chodesh. So, a tiny son Rosh Chodesh. Then you've got the 10th of Nisan, when Miriam passed away. And on the 26th of Nisan, Yehoshua ben Nun passed away. The 10th of Iyar, when Eli HaKohen passed away and his two sons, and the Aron HaBris was captured. The 28th of Iyar, when Shmuel HaNovi passed away. The 23rd of Sivan, when the Bikurim stopped being brought to Yerushalayim in the time of Yerovam ben Nevat. He stopped that. The 25th of Sivan, when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmol were put to death, and Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoinim. The 27th, when Rabbi Chanina ben Teradion and the Sefer Torah with him was burnt. The 17th of Tammuz, all right, we recognize that, when the Luchas were broken and when the Tomid was stopped and the city was split in the after the siege. Now, the siege is what begins today. And various other things. And Apostle Thomas burnt the Torah, put a tzelem of Avodah Zorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The first of Av, when Aaron HaKohen passed away. Tisha B'Av, when there are many Gzeiros, it was commanded that the decree was made that our ancestors shouldn't enter Eretz Yisrael because of the Meraglim, and the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the second, and then the 18th of Menachem Av, when the western light, the Ner Maravi of the Menorah, went out in the time of Ochoz. The 17th of Elul, which is again something strange, because that is when the people who spoke against going into, when the Meraglim who spoke against going into Eretz Yisrael, they died. So the question is, if they were Rishoyim, why did they die? It's a whole discussion about that. On the 3rd of Tishri, that was when Gedaliah ben Achikam died, and then the 5th of Tishrei, and various other things. And finally, then we got the 7th of Maheshron, when Tzidkiyah's eyes were put out and his sons were slaughtered in front of him, Rachman Litzlan. The 28th of Kislev, Yoyokim burnt the Megillah, which Baruch ben had written down, instructed by Yirmiyah. And the 8th of Teves, there was an incident with Talmai HaMelech. The 9th of Teves, the Chachomim didn't write down what happened then, but it's a date. And the 10th of Teves. All right, here we are, the 10th of Teves. Boy Somach Melech Bobel Al Yerushalayim. That is when the king of Bobel, Somach, now Somach, leaning, the word even has the meaning support, but of course in this case it means he besieged. The king of Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, besieged Yerushalayim in order to destroy it. And then there are some other Tanesim further on in Shvat and Adar, such as Zayin Adar when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, There was another Tainis on the 9th of Adar, when they were Gozer Tainis because of the conflict of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And then further, the Tanesim of Monday and Thursday. So all this, the Beis Yosef queries. And he says he doesn't know anyone who fasts these fasts, and so we don't fast all those fasts. The fast
of Sivan, 23rd of Sivan, actually has a good event as well. That's the Egus Shneers, Monkat,
what's happening on that.
Ah, okay. Social Esri.
Yeah, all right. Well, Baruch Hashem, now we have a diary full. It's for as the little sheets which come round, all kinds of good events, yard sites which have a skula, and special that every day has some positive possibility. So the Beis Yosef says that we don't have to worry about most of these fasts, but the Tanesim that we do have to keep, they are the Tanesim which are mentioned in Tanakh. They're mentioned in Zechariah, and they're mentioned in a pasuk. Let's just get the pasuk. That is in Perik Ches Pasuk Yotes, and it says, "This is what Koyama Hashem Tzvokois. This is what Hashem Tzvokois says. Tzoim Aravi, the Tzoim of the fourth month. That means of Tammuz. That's the 17th of Tammuz." V'tzoyim ha-chamishi, the fast of the fifth month, which is Tisha B'Av. V'tzoyim ha-shvi'i, the fast of the seventh month, which is Gimel Tishrei, Tzoyim Gedalia. V'tzoyim ha-asiri, and the fast of our month, Teves, which is Asiri B'Teves, so with the tenth of the tenth. Is that right? 8, 9, Tishri, Cheshvan, Teves. Yes, so this is the 10th month, and it's also the 10th of the month. So there it says, well, what it's saying, it's not that we should fast on those days. It's saying we will not have to fast on those days. Mm-hmm. Zechariah's Nevuah, 2, he's speaking in the time of the beginning of the second base of the second base of Migdash. And he's saying, these Tanesim year, the Beis Yehuda, will be for Beis Yehuda, l'sosoin u'lesimcha, they will be joyful, l'moedim toivim, there will be festivals, v'emes v'ashalom ahevu, and peace, love, and truth and peace you should love. Ehovu, it's in the imperative. You should love truth and peace. Now, the tour presents the idea that these Tanesim are going to be transformed. But he can't quote this pasuk, because this pasuk only talks about those four Tanesim. Asara B'Teves, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tzoyim Gedalia, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, and Tzoyim Gedalia. Wait a minute, that's how many? Asara B'Teves, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzoyim Gedalia. Right, that's four. Four Tanesim. We're not talking here about Yom Kippur, which is a different kind of Tainis altogether. Talking about Tanesim because of Gezeirat Ra'as, things like that. So he quotes a different pasuk. So you see, we have already in the Tosefta, on Sechta Tainis, we have the statement at the end of the Tosefta on Tainis. Oysen Yomim, those days, having gone through a list of Tanesim, basically the ones we keep. Oysen Yomim, those Tanesim, Asidim Liois, Yomim Toivim Li Yisrael. They will in the future be Yomim Toivim for Yisrael. Shenema, as it says, and then he quotes this pasuk from Zechariah. Koyom Hashem, Tzoyim Ravi, etc. So he just refers to the pasuk, quotes the beginning, and v'cholam isablim aleh ba'olim azeh, and all those who mourn for the temple in this world, Semeichim heim imo la'olam haba. In the time of the future, when presumably, which he means the time of Mashiach, then we'll be able to rejoice, as it says, Shenema simchu es Yerushalayim ve'gilu bo kol ha'aveya. Rejoice with Yerushalayim and be happy, all those who love it. So we have the idea of Ta'aneisim being changed into days of Simcha. And the Tosefta quotes this pasuk from Zechariah. Now the problem for the Tor is that he's quoted a long list of Ta'aneisim, far more than are mentioned by Zechariah. Zechariah only quotes the Ta'aneisim that we actually keep, and whereas the Tor has got a whole long list. So the way the Tor approaches it, he quotes a different pasuk, and that pasuk is the pasuk from Yirmiyah. a pasuk from Yirmiyah, Lamed Aleph Yud Beis.
Because the Tor is saying all these tannaim that he's listed will be
cancelled. Yeah.
Right.
And will so be made into Yomim Tov.
They can't use that pasuk.
That's right, because that pasuk only speaks about those four tannaim. So the pasuk he uses is Oz Tismach Basula B'Mochol. Then the virgin will rejoice with her tambourine, Uvachurim Skenim Yachtov, and the young people and the old people, Vafachdi Evlom L'Sosek. I will change their mourning into joy. V'nichamtim, and I will comfort them, B'simachdim, and I will make them rejoice, Miyigoinom, from their sorrow, and their sorrow will be changed into joy. So it's like a general pasuk that all mourning will be changed into joy. So the mourning is the mourning for the Beis Hamikdash, and all the other negative things that happened to us. And so the long list that the Tor has brought, it includes all of that, all of those things that cancelled out. Now let's have a look at the Rambam. So if maybe it could be part one. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just one thing. Now, when we consider Shkoyach, thanks very much. Now we're looking at the last halacha here, halacha Yotes, which is again at the end of Hilchot Tanyas. Kol atzoyma so'enu, all of these fasts, asidin nibotel, will in the future be cancelled out, yemoisa Mashiach, in the time of Mashiach. So that's one concept. The Ta'aneisim are going to be cancelled. V'loyoid, not only that, Eile Shehem Asidim Liyos Yom Tov, V'imei Sosan. They're going to be a festival. They're going to be days of Sosan V'Simcha, days of rejoicing. Shenema, as it says, Koyama, now here he quotes the Pasuk from Zechariah. Koyama Hashem Tzvokoyz, Tzoyma Revi, V'Tzoyma Chamishi, V'Tzoyma Shvi, V'Tzoyma Asiri, He quotes the whole pasuk. Now there's an interesting
the Rambam.
Yeah,
but which Ta'aneisim does the Rambam mention? The same as the Tor?
Sorry?
Does the Rambam, because
No. The Rambam only mentions the Ta'aneisim that we keep. And which are in the Pasuk in Zechariah.
All right.
He doesn't mention all those other, all those other Ta'aneisim. Now there's an interesting deal I didn't, which is there in the Tosefta. The Tosefta adds a word. Oisin yomim asidim yos yomim toivim li Yisrael. Those days, having listed the days that we keep as Ta'aneisim, those days are going to be Yomim Tovim Li Yisrael, for Yisrael. Now, why does the Tosefta say Li Yisrael? Because the Pasuk in Zechariah is only talking to the people of Yehuda. Because the Pasuk in Zechariah is the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Who is there at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash? It's basically Yehuda. The Aseres HaShvatim are still in Golus. They are out of reach. Whereas there is the concept that the Aseres HaShvatim, the whole of the Jewish people, will ultimately be redeemed as a possible atem to look to Echod Echod. Somehow or other it will be discovered who are these, the Aseres HaShvatim, and the whole of Beis Yisrael. So therefore, it includes the word Yisrael. Now, the Rambam doesn't put the word Yisrael. And so in which way does he broaden the concept in any way? Now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, discussing this, he suggests that in the words Va'emes Va'Shalom Ahevu, you see, you can see that in the Rambam in front of you. Why does he put Va'emes Va'Shalom Ahevu? It's true, that's the end of the Pasuk. That's there in the Pasuk. But the diuk that the Rebbe suggests, the Rambam is here hinting at the idea of an ultimate peace. Because what happened? We had the division of the kingdom. The kingdom was split into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom are the Aseres HaShvatim. They went into Golus earlier with Sancheirim. Then comes the southern kingdom. That's Yehuda, Beis Yehuda. Yehuda is where we have the atmosphere of the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and Zechariah is speaking to them. But when he says Va'emes Va'Shalom Ahevu, and the Rambam quotes that lahalocha, that he wants to emphasize that concept, it's suggesting the idea of peace between Yehuda and Ephraim, between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. And it's very interesting that this Tainis always comes near Parshas Vayigash. And in Vayigash, you have the whole relationship between Yehuda and Yosef, which reaches into the future, that it's Yehuda, Malchus Yehuda, the southern kingdom, and Yosef, the northern kingdom, Ephraim. And Vayigash Yosef, El Vayigash Yehuda, El Yosef, that the and the Haftorah as well. The Haftorah that we read yesterday is talking about making two pieces of wood. On one it says Yehuda, the other one says Ephraim, and bringing those two together, symbolizing the unity of the Jewish people. So the Rebbe suggests that is hinted at in these last three words, Va'emes Va'Shalom Ahevu, love, peace, which seemingly doesn't affect the meaning. What does it add to the words that came before? The Rambam didn't have to quote more of the pasuk than necessary, but he's quoting that in order to suggest the idea that it's not only Yehuda, it's the whole of Am Yisrael. And so there we have three levels, really. I mean, there's one thing is kolat zomer se'elu asidim libotel imoisa mashiach. One level is that there will be no taneisim of these negative taneisim, and then the second point is that they will become yomtov v'imei sosim, that they will become a joyful time. It'll be a festival. A Asara B'Teves, instead of it being a fast day, it's going to be a tremendous simcha, it's going to be a tremendously wonderful experience with all kinds of, positive things. We'll be saying l'chaim instead of fasting. And further, that there will be this atmosphere of complete peace, a further dimension of peace. That's the unity of Yehuda and Ephraim, the whole of Klal Yisrael, completely historically all unified together in a most wonderful, wonderful way. The Rebbe compares that with the Sof, the end of Yuma, where we have different dagas in tshuva. There's tshuva meyira, tshuva me'ava, And in Tshuva Me'ava, you have at one point, you have the idea that Averis are cancelled out, that instead Zedoinus Nasu Kogos, that the deliberate Avera becomes an accidental Avera. And a higher level, the fact that the person did an Avera, and now they've done Tshuva, means that they are more active in positive things. So they're brought to a higher level, and then there's an even higher level that the Zedoinus Nasu Loi Kezochius. If you remember, it's two maimers by Reish Lakish, and the Gemara contrasts one with the other, and it answers, how do you have it that Averis become like Shkogos, and the other one is they become like Zochius, and it answers, one is Meir, and the other is from Abba. So through Tshuva Me'Abba, there are these tremendous transformations. Now, so we have the idea that through Tshuva Me'Abba, what happens is a transformation in such a way that, first of all, even though we don't keep them, but like the shadow of all those Tarnesim that the Torah lists, you know, they will all disappear and become, according to the Torah, they'll all be Yomim Tovim. Every day will be, there's so many Tarnesim he lists, it means there'll be so many Yomim Tovim. Though I haven't seen that brought down anywhere. But certainly the four Tarnesim that we're speaking about, they will become a tremendous simcha. Now let's focus a little bit more on Asara V'Tevis itself. Asara V'Tevis is actually the most crucial of all those Tarnesim, even though Tisha B'Av has stricter dinim with respect to pregnant women fasting, and it's from nightfall the day before, and Asara V'Tevis is only from Aleis HaShachar. Other inyonim. But nonetheless, as the Abu Dram points out, there is a severity in Asara V'Tevis that is not there in any of the other Tanaitim, including Tisha B'Av. That's right. Be'etzem Ayom Azeh. Be'etzem Ayom, which is a phrase that the Tanakh uses it about Asara V'Tevis, and also about Yom Kippur. That's right. So it's Asara V'Tevis Yom Kippur. This idea that Itzumos Shel Yom, the day itself, is very specific. So therefore, although we try to arrange our calendar, that these Tarnesim do not, if a Tainis falls on Shabbos, the Tainis is pushed on to the next day. Now, with Asara V'Tevis, the Abu Dram says that Asara V'Tevis is so hard, is such a strict Tainis, that it wouldn't even push away Shabbos. Because it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, like Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. So a further point, what can happen is that Asara V'Tevis falls on Friday. And on Friday, Shabbos comes in, so you can't eat or drink and at that point, while it's still daytime, until nightfall, we can't eat or drink. Only when it's nightfall, then we make Kiddush, and now it's the end of the Tainis. But that hour, which is in between the Shkia, the time of May, even though it's Shabbos, we made Shabbos. The wife has lit candles, and it's Shabbos, and you could, in theory, you could daven Ma'ariv now, and you can make Kiddush. But we can't, because it's Asara V'Tevis. There's still that inyan of the Tainis. Now that leads to another concept about Asara V'Tevis, which is in a talk that the Rabbi Sherebbe gave it was in 1983. And I had the schus to hear it myself. I was here in London, but it was phoned through, and it was a talk that the Rebbe gave on Asara V'Tevis, and it was phoned through to London. And it's a very, very, and then later on it was printed in the Kutei Sichos. And it's a very interesting point that, let's just understand, we have Asor B'Teves, that is the siege around Yerushalayim. 30 months later, 2.5 years later, the wall of Yerushalayim is broken in. Now, in fact, the Gemara says, or the Pasuk says, this was on the 9th of Tammuz, and the Gemara discusses, is it the 9th or the 17th? And somehow, the 17th commemorates both. So then the wall is breached, and then 3 weeks later comes the actual Churban of Tisha B'Av. The Churban of Tisha B'Av of the first Beis HaMikdash. Then comes the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash. But the second Beis HaMikdash did not have, it was Chosa, Chomesh Devarim, it was lacking five things. There wasn't the Urim V'Tumim, there wasn't the same level of Gilui Shechina, all kinds of. So that wasn't the Aron HaKodesh. So it's really a continuation of the same Golos, which began on Asor HaTevis. Asor HaTevis is the beginning of this whole negativity going into the future. And then we have the Churban of the second bias on Tisha B'Av. And the Churban of that second bias, the Chachamim tell us, is because of Sinas Chinon. And now we have 2,000 years of Golos after that with the most terrible persecutions of all different kinds going through our history. So Asor HaTevis is actually the beginning of that whole progression of Golos and of suffering and of negative things. And although the Chachamim tell us that the reasons for the first Churban, they don't say it's Avos Yisrael. They say it's Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroyos, and Shvichas Domim. But of course, Shvichas Domim is the hepech of Avos Yisrael. It itself is murder. But when we come through, and we measure it in years, the 2 millennia, 2.5 millennia of Golos, the predominant quality is the quality of Sinas Chinam. Now what happened on Asor HaTevis? Samach Melech Bavel. The king of Bavel made a siege around Yerushalayim. In one, you can look at the whole thing in the other way. What's happening? We have the Yidden there in Yerushalayim, and suddenly, Mizena Arum Geringel, we've got a siege around us which can bring us all closer together. Suddenly, there is a feeling of Achdus. You know, even in Britain, during the Second World War, was a tremendous, tremendous feeling of Achdus in the country. The suicide rate dropped completely. And everyone felt there was a threat, and particularly after Dunkirk, there was a together an Achdus mentality, and that really got them through the war and saved us. Baruch Hashem, that was a tremendous thing. Now, when we go back to ourselves, our own people in Yerushalayim, with the Somach Melech Bavel, and we have, there's no coincidences in Torah. The fact that Somach also means supporting something, supporting people, that the Melech Bavel, he was supporting Yerushalayim, he's supporting the Jewish people, that we should be unified together in this way, that helps us understand the tremendous possibility that there is in the Tanesim, in this Tainis of Asor HaTevis. And then we come to another point. So we've been looking at this passage from the Rambam. Now it's there in the Tosefta, the Rambam, the Tor, it's also there in the Shulchan Aruch. The idea of the Yomim of the Tanesim being turned into Yomim Tovim. The fact that it's there in the Tosefta is no question. The Gemara has all kinds of different concepts. Some of them are halacha, some of them are agadata. So there's no question why it should be in the Tosefta. Why does the Rambam quote this idea of the Yomim Tovim being transformed into the Tumos, of the fasts being turned into Yomim Tovim. What difference does that make la halacha? Now, it's quite true, the Rambam brings halacha for the times of Mashiach, and he speaks about the coming of Mashiach, but still, how does this affect our keeping of the Tainis? The Rebbe gives a simple answer. We should keep the Tainis with the understanding that what we really should do is tshuva in such a way that it comes to this complete transformation, which is going to transform everything into the most positive way. So Baruch Hashem, this gives us an insight. First of all, the hapkeit, the severity, the problem that there is in the Asara v'Teves, and it also gives us the idea of the positive resolution, the transformation of the darkness into light, and that this Somach Melech Bovel is actually an opportunity for us to have a genuine sense of Achdus together, and with Tshuva Me'ava and a sense of unity together, we do Tshuva, and ultimately the whole of Yisrael do Tshuva, and Im Yisrael Tshuva Nigolim, and then Nigolim Miyad, and then all the Tanesim will be transformed into days of Simcha in a most wonderful way. So Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zoicha to that. Now just one or two extra points about Tanesim. One of the ways a person could work on their own midas, a little bit of Musa. The Arizal gives lists of Tanesim, numbers of Tanesim, not on dates, but to do with Averis. That if a person does a certain Avera, they should fast a certain number of fasts. Now, that's right. Now, one of those, one of the things he puts in the list is Kas. Person loses their temper. So what should a person do if they've lost their temper? You know, unfortunately, it's a thing that does happen occasionally. Let's hope hardly ever, but sometimes happen. Kuf Nun Aleph Ta'anesim. 151 Ta'anesim. Now that's an absolutely amazing. You know, there's some very serious Averis which have much lower levels of numbers of fasts. But there is this Kuf Nun Aleph Ta'anesim, which is it's the gematria plus the koilo. Kas is 150, and so this is 150 plus the koilo plus one. But it's a very very now. How can we fast 150 fast? Well, there's an eitzah which is given to be poida with stocker. So there's a figure which is given in terms of the old money system, Gimel Gedoilim Ponius, three Polish ducats, and per day. I think it's 3, 18. I can't remember. You haven't got a Tanya here. I forgot to bring one, but. So it comes out to a considerable sum of money. So it says in Tanya, because Hasidim are aware of all the different averus that they've done, and they want to be poydet, because it's not recommending doing sigufim, it's not recommending fasting, but it is recommending tshuva. So instead of fasting, we poydet the fast with stocha. He said that's why people who care about their spiritual status give a lot of tzedakah, because they're trying to be mechaper. And even it suggests in Tanya that although the Gemara says hamavazbez ali vazbez yotzei mechomesh, you shouldn't give more than a fifth in tzedakah. Nonetheless, if chas v'shalom we had medical fees, we would pay the medical fees whatever they are, even if. And so giving tzedakah instead of fasting is kol hashei lo'ish yiten ba'ad nafshoi. Whatever a person has, he would give for the sake of his soul, for the sake of his life. So there, it's a kind of spiritual medical feast. So the eitzer is, as someone said, that if you haven't got enough money to pay, don't do the avera. So, as a reminder to us, not to get into kas. Whatever, that's a simple directed in terms of personal life not to get into chaos, whatever happens, find some other way to deal with the situation. And Bezras Hashem, with that little practical concept, we should come to the tshuva me'ava, which will help to bring about the transformation of Asar B'Tevis and all the Ta'anesim into tremendous Yomim Tovim for Yisrael.